For HKX, KN4, VWA.
KN4, VWA, W4DJW. He already stopped at his first stop and is out and about.
Yeah, Patrick really hits it early. I think he hits the road at about 5 to get down here by about 6:30 or 7. I tell you what, he's a go-getter, isn't he? How are you doing this morning, Dave?
I'm doing good. I sent you an email yesterday. I know you don't read your email all the time, so I'm just giving you a heads up. It's four guys flying together. And I sent you two links, one to the full video and one to a location in the video that shows the guy that's in the very furthest behind position filming, and you can see all three guys in front of him at one time lined up like ducks in a row. Pretty cool video. I thought you might like it.
Definitely jump in there and take a look at that. Matter of fact, I may do it on my way down to Columbia this morning. I'm headed for our state capital. Doesn't that sound exciting?
KO4HKX.
Welcome back, Patrick. Yeah, that sounds exciting, unless you're going down there to pay taxes or something. Go ahead, Patrick.
I was just going to say good morning. I heard him give a call out. Be safe on your way down there.
I'll try to get down there without catching anything in my treads. Oh, me. That's just 26 between Spartanburg and Columbia is just a boring ride. I mean, it's pretty countryside, but once you've seen it about the 50th time, it's a boring ride, I tell you. I bet it's kind of like 25 for you. That gets a little old, doesn't it, Patrick?
Like this morning, coming right as I come down the mountain, the sun's just starting to break, and you get a beautiful view right there, and it's different every morning.
That is a plus. That makes your day a little bit better to see a real pretty sunrise. So, Dave, what are you up to today? Have you finished that airplane?
No, I've ordered that. So I tried to get two GPSs to work on that one new flight controller. Like I got the two GPSs working on the older flight controllers, and I couldn't get them to work. So I found the company and I wrote them an email and asked them how you make this work or if it's designed to do it. And I haven't heard back from them yet. In the meantime, I discovered that other GPS, the GNSS GPS that does like Russia, China, Germany, Europe, United States GPS satellite system. And that would be as good as two, if not even better. That would be even better than two. So they're supposed to be here today. Two of them and two more of those, LiPo things that you said that you tried to look for and you couldn't find. They're in now, but they cost $16 instead of $9. So the price went up. Better get some before they go up to $30. Anyway, so I got to get that flight controller all set up and working before I install it in the airplane. But I was looking at another one because of those three airplanes. There's one of those four that were flying together was two motors tractor with a V-tail. Anyway, you have to watch that video. It's pretty cool. I've been looking at the twin motor airplanes anyway because they just they look really nice and the parts are smaller. And you've got redundancy. If you have to fly off one motor, you can, that kind of thing. Anyway, so that's what I was doing. I'll be waiting for that other one to come in today. When it gets in, I'll try to get it all set up and working. If I get it all set up and working, then I'll install it in the Dolphin. If not, I've got a hardwood floor that I have to tear up a section of it and replace it with some new hardwood. So one of the two will keep me busy today.
I tell you what. I may go over and try to fly a little bit this afternoon by, you know, myself, and because the winds are supposed to be so favorable, and tomorrow is supposed to be 65, but the wind's going to be 6 to 9, so that may be a little much for me. I can still fly in it, but, you know, probably be good for me, so you're going to be busy for that today. Think about think about trying to make it over there at about, 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, during the high of the day.
Okay, I was just pulling up my weather thing to see what it's going to be. So at 3 today, it's going to be 9-mile-an-hour winds. At 3 tomorrow, it's going to be 7-mile-an-hour winds. 2% chance of rain tomorrow, 7% chance of rain today. 66 is the high tomorrow, 64 is the high today. So I think either day would be a good day to go fly. But we'll see. We'll play it by ear.
Sounds good to me. Hey, Patrick? You need to just take a late afternoon break and come on out with us.
I can't today because I got to go up to the Ashley Airport, the FedEx station there, and pick up a cart that they lost. They finally found, and hopefully it's not damaged. But tomorrow I'll actually end up over in Greer, so I might actually be able to come out with you.
Well, man, I tell you what, if we headed out there at about 3 o'clock. We can tell you how to get into this place. Dave, what do you think? Do you think he could get his tool truck in there and that entrance?
Yeah, I think he'll have to be the judge. there's some low-hanging trees when you go through there. And I don't know how wide his truck is for that entrance. And I don't know how heavy it is for that pipe that's under the drain ditch that bridges, you know, we go over a concrete pipe when we pull in because there's a ditch that goes under us, so he doesn't want to crash through that pipe, that concrete pipe.
Tell you what we can do. There is a store. Well, I don't know how you feel about leaving your truck at a store, a little gas station and store, sort of close to there. It'd be a Dollar General. We could leave it at a Dollar General and scoot right over there. I could meet you at the Dollar General and we could go fly.
Careful where you're leaving a truck. They will have it towed, and that's not cheap when you have to go pay that and recover it.
That's true. That's true. Well, we'll figure out something. I got to get you addicted to flying, baby.
Time for no more hobbies. And much less can afford any more than this ham radio one.
Listen to this. I'm tearing my shack down out of my wife's she shed, and I'm going to move it in the house. I don't think she really cares for that all that much, but hey, I'd use my radios a whole lot more, and I'd check into the net a whole lot more if I had to have to go out there in the wintertime to the shed to get into my radio. So I'm going to be moving my setup and all my equipment into the house. So beware, I'll be on the radio some more.
Well, that'll be good to hear you on the nets. I wonder every night where you are, because you're not there.
I have customers that are open 24/7, and if I do my job right, I don't get a call from them. But I tell every one of them, if you call from 8:30 in the evening on, you can get me on the phone, but you got to give me about 5 minutes to be coherent. My brains just start shutting down at about 8:45, and I am just gone.
That's because you get up too early in the morning. You got to sleep a little later so that you can stay up a little later.
Hey, Patrick, you heard that, didn't you?
We're bed at 11 o'clock every night and back up at anywhere from 4:30 to 5:30 every day.
How about you? You're up at dawn's crack every morning. Listen, it was so nice. And the reason I'm up early is because my wife is still working, and she feels like she needs to give me a good swift kickstart every morning.
Well, for 10. Well, for 10, I was checking to see if I had it. For 10 or 15 years that I was working at B of A, I was leaving here like between 4 and 5 in the morning every morning. And then when I got home, I was so late, you know, to do anything. It was like Patrick's saying, it was like 11 o'clock or midnight. So I got used to 4 hours sleep, and I never got over that. I got used to 4 hours sleep a night. I can get up to six now, 6 hours sleep before my head starts just pounding. If I go to 7 or 8 hours sleep, I got a headache all day long. So that'll get you out of bed. When you know if you sleep a little bit longer, your head's going to be hurting all day, you will get up and get out of bed at any time in the morning.
Sir, I'm the exact same way. If I get more than 6 hours sleep, I'm useless that day.
During the Thanksgiving holidays, it was really nice to go to bed at 11 because I had all the family in and they're up and rambunctioning and around. Go to bed at 11 and sleep until 8 a.m. Oh, my goodness. It was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So now I'm back to the grind. Sue's back at work. I'm up every morning. Yay.
What to do with myself if I slept that long? I might as well just stay in the bed the rest of the day because my head's going to be killing me.
I think that's got something to do with caffeine. Your body's used to getting that caffeine in the morning. If it doesn't have it, it's going to make you pay for that.
On that one, but I'm also got low blood sugar, so if I don't eat on a regular basis, I'll get a headache, and that's part of mine.
I'll tell you what, guys, I have never, ever drank coffee. I don't drink tea in the mornings. I just get up on my own volition. I never have. I don't even like the smell of coffee.
I'm a coffee drinker by any means. I don't like it at all. Not for me. I'll usually have a glass of tea or a soda. That's my caffeine.
Well, I didn't drink coffee till I was 30. And my rest of my whole life, I've been trying to make up for lost time. So I drink it twice a day. In the morning and after lunch.
Now, for somebody that doesn't even care for the smell of the stuff, dude. But, you know, hey, everybody's got their vices. Me, I drink a lot of milk. Matter of fact, you know what? My mama lied to me. All the time I was growing up, she says, drink your milk, son. It'll make you pretty. I think she lied to me.
My flight surgeon told me that milk is for kitty cats and babies, and that's it. That's kittens and babies. That's the only thing milk is good for. He told me quit drinking milk. It'll dehydrate you.
Pour me a good cold glass of milk when I'm sitting down to eat my meal. Nothing better.
You know what will absolutely wreck a diet for me? Man, I get on a diet and I lose about 5 or 6 pounds, and then I'll run across a pack of Oreos. Cold milk and some fresh Oreos. Oh, that's the demise of my weight loss program. I don't hear the tail squelch on there this morning.
I noticed that when I was talking to Patrick. I had to look back through the logs and see if I see any DTMF tones coming out there to undo that. But I just haven't messed with that in so long. I mean, it's okay. It's different, but you're right. I noticed that early this morning, and that was the only time I noticed it.
Slang term for that, a tail squelch?
Some people call it a courtesy tone. The beep that you're not hearing, a courtesy tone. Let you know that the other person quit talking.
Yep. Well, hey, on a little bit of a different subject, is Briar's going to have their meeting first of the month?
I haven't heard. Last I talked to Johnny, he was going to get with Scott and see if they could start the virtual meeting thing again because of, you know, the variant and all that stuff. And there's just, since they restarted it, or when it was restarted, there was only a handful of people that showed up at the meeting. And it really, there's like three or four people. So, instead of doing all that, the virtual meeting had better attendance, so I think they're going to go back to the virtual meeting. But I haven't heard that he's got it set up with Scott yet.
All right. Well, I'm 99% sure Greer is going to have their meeting, so Patrick, I will not fail you this time. we'll hit some supper. Hey, maybe me and you and Daniel can hit some supper and then go over to the meeting. Dave, you want to try to join us?
Yeah, I'm going to try to remember to go to this one. When is it? When is the first? No, it's the second Monday of the month. That's still a ways out.
Now, that's right. We passed the first Monday, or rather, the first Monday of the month is this Monday coming for Briars, and then we have the second Monday for Greer.
Right, that's a way. We've got a ways to go for that second one. But yeah, I'm going to try. I mean, I'm a member of that club now, so I'm going to try to go. I'm going to try to remember to go. I think I just forgot on the last one.
All right. Well, since Patrick has his truck, he generally puts it in a safe location. And if this certain nitwit remembers to pick him up, then we go to supper. And then we go on to the meeting. So, yeah, maybe we can get all four of us together. What you think, Patrick?
Good idea to me, as long as nothing comes up. But, hey, what's the topic of discussion at the meeting this time around, do you know?
80% sure they've got a presentation this time. And I'm not sure what it is. Are you getting the emails now?
Sent the email in to join the club or give them the information yet. Just haven't got around to it.
Well, I tell you what, just as soon as I see anything on the email chain, I'll let you know. Dave, did you get on it?
I'm pulling up their website to see if they put anything on it on the website. I haven't found it yet.
If I see anything on the email chain about who's doing a presentation, then I'll let you guys know, okay? The Spartanburg on 26, so I'm going to be kind of in and out up and down these hills on 26 going towards Roebuck.
Coming in good and clear right now, so.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I just realized that. That tail squelcher courtesy tone is kind of nice because it lets me know if I'm actually making it into the repeater, too.
Yeah, I'll look that up and see if I can figure out how to turn that back on. I used to know how to do that. I haven't had to do it in so long, I forgot how to do it. The last email that I got came for the October meeting, so I haven't received any since then from GARC, Greer Amateur Radio Club, W4DJW.
Warn both of you. We might just be hearing W4NGU coming in there in a couple minutes. This might be about the time that he gets up and starts being functional and heading for work.
It's about time for him.
How about coming into the repeater now? Is it still clean?
Yep. Full quieting right now. Hey, I haven't even heard the repeater identify itself.
It just identified itself within the last minute or two.
Not voice ID. It does ID with CW, doesn't it, Dave?
Yeah, and it just did that right after my last transmission before the last one. Two transmissions ago, when I lit up, it ID'd.
Just missed it then.
It is definitely up, and it is about 40 degrees off my left windshield. I'm looking right into it, Sportest Man. The sun is up. Wow, it's bright. Put my eyeballs out.
One section of light horse there when you're coming down. It's shining right in your eyes, coming right through the windshield.
But that's one thing that, you know, there's a lot of them out there that they don't have a single-digit IQ, but I tell you, I just don't think I could watch the world go by from behind a windshield. Driving a truck. That would be tough.
Different mindset. My dad did it for a living, and when I was younger, before I started school, I used to ride with him as a kid. and it's just a different mindset and what you like doing. A lot of those guys don't mind being by themselves for hours at a time. They don't have to have the constant contact. And back then, you had the CB that they were on, so that was their contact, just like we're doing right now.
I just love being outside. I just love feeling the wind in my face and that kind of thing. I cooped up in a cab of a truck. I mean, just like this morning. Well, I'll put it this way. Over my career, working career, I figured it out by the number of vehicles that I wore out and how many miles I put on them, and I got a little over 2.5 million miles. Going to other cities and being in other cities and working, it was the getting there that was the pain in the rear end. The just, you know, windshield time, just,
For me, it's always the trip home that seems to be the worst. I don't know what it is. You know, I want to go home, but just that thinking about it when I'm leaving and then the drive there and back and then home is just what gets me sometimes.
Haven't traveled any since you left Michelin, have you?
Well, I did 1,000 miles a week for 15 years at B of A, going back and forth from Charlotte, here to Charlotte every day. Well, that's for 10 years, and then for the last 5 years I did it just on Wednesdays. But I didn't mind it. What I did, that's how I learned Morse code. And that's how I studied for my novice, tech, and general. And that's how I studied for my extra. And before that, I studied for my IFW. That's the IBM's information frameworks. That's what banks use to do banking. So I thought it was a great benefit because I'd burn information to CDs, and I would just listen to it over and over again. I would I burned the news in Morse code to a CD before I left in the morning while I was getting ready, and then I'd pop the CD in the car and I'd head out to Charlotte, and I'd hear all of the morning news in Morse code on the way to Charlotte. I had a good time traveling. I put that time to work. I made it valuable time instead of dreaded time. Hey, I just saw the mailman go by the house, so I think my new GPSs are in the mailbox. I'm going to run out there and get them. I'll be back in a minute. W4DJW.
I did the same thing to get my technician license, is I put YouTube channels on and just let them play through the radio the information over and over again as I'm driving up and down the mountain. And that's how I got some of my general study done also. So, yeah, I do the same thing, Dave. About this hobby here is there's something, there's always something to challenge you and help you learn.
That's why I got into it, and that's why I got back into flying. I'm 66 now, and I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to sit down and let my brain turn to mush. I'm going to keep it moving. Man, I tell you what. It's fun. It's challenging and aggravating at times, but it's fun. Hey, have you been checking into the 3915 net at 7 o'clock?
Have a couple, or one time, but I don't do it that often. A lot of times that's when I'm just getting home and I'm having to do my daily closeout, check my orders in and all that. I normally don't get set down to the radio till, you know, 7:30 or 8 o'clock.
What you mean? That's about when we're finishing up supper, anywhere from 6:30 to 7. So, If I've got my radios inside the house, though, I might be able to do that more often. And I know I'll be able to check into the 9 o'clock net all the time.
What's the difference having your radios available where you can get to them? Mine are inside the house in another room. So a lot of times I'll go in there and shut the door so I don't bother the wife while she's either checking her eyelids or watching TV as she wants to call it.
Now, is your wife going to get her license?
I've been trying to convince her to, but so far, negatory.
My wife couldn't be less interested. She says you do such a good job on there, I'll just listen to you.
Play with the our monitor, the bus radio at the school system in the afternoon, and she says that's enough for her. She hates listening to the static of a radio or when the signal not coming in good and clear. That drives her up the wall.
Radios on the buses in North Carolina?
Yes, sir.
Dad, I bet they're on a private frequency, aren't they?
No.
Frequencies?
Earth frequencies.
How about that? Well, that's pretty good. Do they work fairly well around there?
For the most part, they do. There's a couple of spots, as you can figure, in the mountains that they don't get out real well. I'm assuming they've got it on a repeater system because it's covering the whole county. She can hear the Brevard buses even when she's in Rosman, and there's no other way you could do that. But I got a phone call coming in, so I'm going to jump over here and grab it right quick, Steve. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
W4DJW, I'm back. You still there, Steve?
Dave, did he come?
W4DJW, I'm back. I think we're doubled.
Hold us in suspense. Did they come?
No, this was, I wonder why the mailman doesn't ever get here before like 2 or 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so that was kind of weird. I heard that truck and I looked out the ring doorbell, and sure enough, the mail lady was out there. It was something I ordered from Banggood like 3 months ago. for the goggles that I have, they're really old, and since the new goggles they make cover more of your face and put less pressure on your eyeball sockets. So there was a modification that was made that you could insert on the old goggles that made them more like the new goggles. And I ordered that like 3 months ago, and it came in the mailbox today. This is like a $7 part. That's weird. They make that trip all the way out here for a $7 part.
Well, hopefully your GPS will come today. If they do, you're going to try to make it work today and try to fly tomorrow?
No, because I'm going to keep flying it like it is without a flight controller until I get all the components on that flight controller working together, because all I've got right now is the LiPo sensor, the GPS, that's the old GPS that I don't like, and I can only get one of them working. And I need to get this adapter that takes the telemetry off of the receiver and sends it to the flight controller. And then that comes back around through the 70-centimeter telemetry so that I can see it on the mission planner, on the computer, or in the heads-up display. So I've got a lot of that kind of stuff left to do. And then I haven't even started working on the flow sensor yet. So to get it to auto land, you got to get the flow sensor, optical flow. And I got an optical flow sensor with this new flight controller because it was on the page, and I just had to click add that and made it really, really easy, but I haven't added it yet. So I don't know how that works at all. I've never used one of those, so that's going to take a little while. And that's why I've got two programs for it, one FPV program and one that's just a plain old airplane version. That way I can continue to fly it while I'm working on the FPV equipment.
To that level with the auto landing, I am completely unfamiliar how that works. I can guess, but I'm unfamiliar with that. Yeah, I'm going to If I don't make it out there today, I'll definitely make it out there tomorrow. And I'm hoping I'm going to make it out this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon. So, if the wind is even reasonable tomorrow, I'm going to... Oh, by the way, I replaced the servo in the sailplane. Brand new servo. Made no difference at all. So that's got to be a control tube flopping around in there.
Well, now you got two good servos. Yeah, you got to figure out either the socket that the servo's sitting down in is torn and broken, and you put pressure on one side and the servo stays cocked to that side, and you put pressure on the other side, the servo stays cocked to the other side. There's something, it's the mounting of the servo or the flexing of the tube that the push rod is in. Something's going on there, but I know if you fly it like that, you can fly it like that, but it's, you know, it would be painful. it would be very frustrating to fly it like that.
Everything that can visibly be checked, and it has to be that control tube is flexing around on the inside of the fuselage. That's the only thing that it can be. And that's really not an accessible. It's pretty much sealed off. I don't know how I can get down in there to that. That's my next thing. But that new servo, that did cut it down some, but not all the way. So that old servo did have some play, but it's still not like what it should be. So I am going to try to fly it. Like I said, it might be fun.
Well, I got my SkyZone goggles out, and I got this face shield that goes on. I got to figure out how this thing adapts. So I'm going to drop off here for a few minutes, and don't watch that video while you're driving. That's too dangerous. You won't be able to see those little airplanes on your little phone screen anyway. So don't waste your time while you're driving, and be safe. I'm going to flip over here and see if I can figure out how to get this face shield mounted. K4VWA, W4DJW.
Hey, Mom, I won't watch it. I'll talk to you later this afternoon and see what's up, bud. Patrick, have a good day out there. I'm gonna sign off too. So hopefully that's a good phone call. Y'all have a good day. KO4HKX. W4DJW. Y'all have a good day. K4VWA, clear.
Steve, y'all have a good day. 73, good to talk to y'all this morning. And maybe we can do it again tomorrow. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
NGU, KN4VWA, did you make it in there, Phil? 4NGU, KN4VWA, you out there, Phil? Okay, clear.
I did before FCM.
NUE Mobile.
Ed, KN4WA.
WA, KO4, NUE. Morning, Steve. How are you, sir?
Down to the state capitol this morning. Doesn't that sound exciting? Matter of fact, I'm almost down to Newberry.
He's got to head that way Friday. Go all the way down there for a 20-minute meeting and then turn around and come back. Yep.
Man, 3 hours, a little better than 3 hours drive for a 20-minute meeting?
Yeah, he's looking at an 8-hour day for 20 minutes.
It's a productive 20 minutes. And in the meantime, what else is up in your world, Bubba?
Just headed toward the deer camp today. And gonna take care of some transmission line problems up there, and just try to enjoy the day a little bit.
I hear you. And I tell you what, I kind of made the decision. I'm gonna move my setup back into the house. I'm gonna get it out of that shed out there. It's just too cold.
She's just, it moved easily. I'm as sure as handheld gets the repeater Beasley. I guess it can get it. Okay, thank you. He wasn't sure. He moved it easily. He's 2 miles from Gary, KF4 DOS. So I'm not sure an IC-282 with a rubber ducky can hit the repeater from there. Hey, thanks, guys. W4FCMTR.
Transmission problems you got there, Chad?
Was it noisy?
Let me make sure I got it. Some transmission line issues up at the deer camp. And I'm on the way up to fix them. So I'm pretty sure he wasn't talking about you having transmission problems. KO4NUV.
Okay, thanks, guys. Yeah, well, if you get it fixed, and, yeah, my son probably can hit it really easily. If Gary can hit it there, he should too. Thanks for letting me try him. W4FCM, just listening.
Just barely into the repeater down here. I'm getting into these hills and valleys, up and down, up and down. So I'm going to go ahead and sign out, buddy. I hope you get your transmission line issue fixed up. And I will talk to you again soon, I hope. K4, VWA, 73, clear.
Clear, 73, Dave.
Steve and Chad, talk to you later. W4NGU.
Coming for you this morning there, Bill. Where you been, boy? You sleeping late on us?
I got out of the house a little bit late. Where you headed?
Been up. Matter of fact, I think I've already passed the Newberry exit. I'm headed down to Lexington this morning. I gotta go over and certify the machine for state folks. Customer. So I'll run down there. I should be back by about noon, and then I'm going to take care of a few little honeydews here.
Bye. Hey, Levi, I'll catch you later. Good to hear you. W4, never give up.